Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to talk about inner voices for pianists, and that's not kill the bass player. My name's Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. The way I think about this really is, you know, when you're playing the piano, you have different voices. You have a number of, you have, well, potentially 10 really, I guess, in this fact, in as much as you have 10 fingers. But very often...
Don't use your nose like everyone else.
But, you know, very often this kind of boils down to some version of soprano, alto, tenor, bass, because those four voices, you know, really kind of constitute, you know, the sort of harmonic potential. And I think it's really, the way I see this is thinking of it more in those terms than blocks of chord. But I think you're going to say more about this, Simon. Anyway, I'm going to hand over to you at this point, I think.
Yes, yeah, so the idea of having, well, I kind of think of it in terms of what I can do with my thumbs, if I'm absolutely honest, yeah. Because that's where you can move things around quite a bit.
That's true.
So why don't we start out with a 2-5-1 in C that I've recorded. So you can hear there that it's kind of going on in my thumbs, what I can... And the outside of the chord is being held down by my little fingers. Is that kind of...
In a way, I mean, thinking of my soprano, it's the alto and the tenor parts which are kind of moving more, in a way, if you look at it in that way of the four different voices, yeah. I guess.
And they are, of course, inner, they're not the outer parts.
Which is
soprano and bass. Then you can kind of be a bit more sophisticated by moving them at slightly different times. Here's another one. This is now a 2-5-1 in F. In this one, you can hear that the one of the inner voices is in fact an outer voice. So the very top, the melody, is sort of being shadowed by an inner voice. And then we have a sort of churchy resolution towards the end. One person is very well known for teaching this, and we'll come on to him in another episode about jazz educators, was Barry Harris. Mm-hmm. And this is an example of moving up through some chords, up a scale, using his inner voice method.
As soon as you played that, I recognised it as a Barry Harris phrase, and he has this way. I think there's a video of him, and he gets a student to try and basically take that phrase or similar phrase through 12 keys, which is quite challenging actually when you do it just by ear, when you're trying to do it by ear, you know.
Yeah, and it's one of those things which you develop. I mean, the person who's really, really good at this is Liam Noble, the British pianist. Mm. His music is... If you listen to one of his early albums with Anita Wardell, which is just a duo, they do a version of September in the Rain, and his introduction is a masterclass in A, pedal point, and B, in a voice.
He's very good. He's very good. And, I mean, other people I sort of associate with this. It's almost like a school, kind of. I mean, you have, I think, Fred Hirsch. You know, Fred Hirsch is a master at this, and he went on to teach. So there's this guy Sullivan Fortner. I don't know if you've heard of this sort of young guy who's making waves now, and he was taught by Fred Hirsch, and this is very much his approach as well. It's about these kind of voicings, and Brad Meldow is another one who's brilliant with this kind of inner voicing movement.
I always kind of think about, we're talking about four voices, I think about it relating to Bach. And after we sign off, I've recorded an introduction that Keith Jarrett did, And I always think his solo piano introductions to his trio stuff are quite like Bach. They're very kind of pure.
And he's another master of this, you know, controlling the voice movement.
Mm. Yeah, and he, the way he, in which he will sort of delay things, move to the next note, and then put the chord under it.
Yeah.
Well, we've run out of time on this one. Hope you've enjoyed this. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.